El Señor esté con ustedes. Del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo, cuando Jesús vio a la muchedumbre, subió al monte y se sentó. Entonces se le acercaron sus discípulos, enseguida comenzó a enseñarles y les dijo: Dichosos los pobres de espíritu, porque de ellos es el reino de los cielos. Dichosos los que lloran, porque serán consolados. Dichosos los sufridos, porque heredarán la tierra. Dichosos los que tienen hambre y sed de justicia, porque serán saciados. Dichosos los misericordiosos, porque obtendrán misericordia. Dichosos los limpios de corazón, porque verán a Dios. Dichosos los que trabajan por la paz, porque se les llamará hijos de Dios. Dichosos los perseguidos por causa de la justicia, porque de ellos es el reino de los cielos. Dichosos serán ustedes cuando los injurien, los persigan y digan cosas falsas de ustedes por causa mía. Alegrense y salten de contento, porque su premio será grande en los cielos. Palabra del Señor.
Every time you get a new priest, it's like learning a new dance partner. Santos, los santos, hacen más santos. Si no entiende esto, entonces no entrará, porque esta fiesta en tan maravillosa, y porque la historia que tengo que contarle es tan importante. Los santos hacen más santos. La primavera pasada tuve que operarme el pie, dos pies, pero uno por esta historia. Era más grave, no pude caminar durante casi ocho semanas. 3 días después de la cirugía, recibí un mensaje de texto. Era de la hija de una parroquiana. Su madre estaba muriendo. Sabían que estaba demasiado enfermo para venir, pero podría enviar un otro sacerdote. Por supuesto que podría, así que intenté enviarle un mensaje de texto al padre George o al padre Reinaldo, luego otros sacerdotes. Cada vez que mi pulgar iba a mi phone, se ponía rígido. No pude enviar el mensaje. Entonces me asalto a certeza. Tenía que irme. Todavía no sé cómo bajé las escaleras hasta mi carro o cómo pude conducir con el pie izquierdo, pero llegué a su casa y me ayudaron a entrar. Allí celebré la Santa Misa junto a la cama de la mujer moribunda. Le ofrecí los últimos ritos y oré con tu familia. Y luego se despertó. Ella había estado mayormente dormida hasta este punto, pero ahora estaba sentada y hablando mucho. Quería que todos salieran de la habitación. Una vez que estuvimos solos, le dijo: quiero agradecerles por todo lo que han hecho por mi familia. Le aseguré que era un honor para mí. También quería contarte que conocí a tu madre anoche. Sabía que esto era imposible. Mi madre estaba muerta. Pero esta mujer se estaba muriendo y tomaba muchos medicamentos. Eso es bueno, dije. Sabes, mi madre ha estado muerta 5 años la Pascua, dijo la mujer. Sí, ella me dijo. Esta mujer nunca conoció a mi madre. Solo se mudó a la ciudad de Des Moines después de la muerte de mi madre. Pero la describió con asombroso detalle, hasta una escar en su brazo de que solo la familia conoce la historia. Y luego recibió un mensaje, no para mí, sino para mi hermana. Y luego me besó la mano y me dijo que me recordaría cuando llegara al cielo. Decir que estaba atónito sería quedarse corto. Lloré y me preguntaba, llamaba todos los días para ver cómo estaba la pobre mujer. Y al noveno día, una novena de las días, murió. Y era Pascua, el domingo de la resurrección, el día de la resurrección y el aniversario de mi madre. Estuve de acuerdo en hacer el funeral, a pesar de que estaba en Michigan. Conduje todo el camino con un pie, y mientras el funeral transcurrió sin incidentes, el día siguiente, antes de que todos se fueran, celebré la Santa Misa en the lobby of the hotel. Y una de las hermanas de la difunta me pidió que reservara un poco del Santísimo Sacramento para llevarlo a alguien que estuviera enfermo. Después de la misa, me llevó a campo para visitar a la única hermana que no había estado en el funeral. La hermana era una reclusa que vivía sola y sin la iglesia durante 30 años. Ella me miró, dijo: no te lo voy a poner más fácil. Y ella no lo hizo, pero 3 horas después se había ido a confesar y a recibir la Santa Comunión por primera vez en 30 años. Y cuando regresé a Iowa, ella también había muerto. So, last spring, when I had the foot surgery, a couple days after the surgery, this lady called and said her mother was dying. She knew I couldn't come, but could I send another priest? I tried. I really tried. But every time I'd try and text Father George or Father Rinaldo, my thumbs wouldn't work. And it simply became clear, over the course of about half an hour, I had to go. I still don't know how I did it. I shouldn't have been able to manage it because it was my right foot that wouldn't work. But I somehow hopped down the stairs to the car and then drove with my left foot to these people's house and then hopped up to the front door and they helped me in. I said to the lady, I said, what do you want? And she said, what I want more than anything is Mass with my family one more time before I die. And I had brought my mask kit with me, not even really realizing it. I was in my pajamas because I was so sick. I had an open wound on my foot. The family, in the room where the lady was dying, there was this big bed, really big bed. And so the whole family came in on the bed. Don't tell the bishop I said mass on the bed. But there was, there were probably 25 people on this bed, and then I was the only one not on the bed. And I used the tray that she was, you know, eating from for the altar. I said mass, and we gave her the last rites, and she'd been to confession the week before, so that was okay. And she was kind of out of it all through the mass. And then she, at the end, after she received communion, she sort of woke up. And she made everybody else leave the room. And then she said, I want to thank you for everything you've done for me and my family. And I said, it's been an honor. You know, I love you guys. And she said, and I also wanted to let you know that I met your mother last night, which was a problem because my mother was dead. And so I said to her, I'm trying to be nice, right? I said, oh, that's nice. I said, you know, my mother's dead. And she said, I know, 5 years Easter Sunday. So I sat back down and I said, I think you should tell me about this. And this lady had never met my mother. They moved to town after my mother was dead. She could describe my mother. My mom had a scar on her arm up here, and the lady knew about the scar and knew how she got it, which was something only the family knew. She made a joke that my mother always made with me. And then she had a message for my sister that didn't even really make sense to me, but when I told my sister later, she cried and cried and cried. So I thanked her, and I asked her to remember me, and she promised she'd put in a good word once she got to heaven. So I checked on her every day afterwards. I'd call the house and say, how's she doing? Oh, she's fine, but she hasn't woken up since you left. And on the ninth day, a novena of days, so this had started the Friday before Holy Week, she died on Easter Sunday and my mother's anniversary. Well, if I ever needed a sign of what to do, this is it. So when the family said, can you come to Michigan to do the funeral, I did. I drove to Michigan and I did the funeral. And Michigan was still pretty locked down from COVID. The churches weren't open. And so on Sunday, I said, the funeral was a Saturday. On Sunday, I said mass at the hotel in the lobby. And before the mass, one of the dead woman's sisters came to me and said, can you reserve some of the sacrament? Because we have a sick relative you need to take communion to. And at first, I kind of pushed back because I thought I didn't want to get into something with the local priest, you know. But she really was insistent, and so I said, sure. And then after the mass, we got into her car, and we drove way out in the country, and this kind of scary old house. And she said, you know, this is my sister's house, and she's kind of a recluse, a sort of a hermit. She never leaves the house, and she hasn't been to church in 30 years. So I went to the front door, and she saw me there with my crutch, little one-legged priest from Iowa. And she says, well, I'm not going to make it easy on you. And she didn't. But 3 hours later, she had gone to confession and received the sacraments for the first time in 30 years. And by the time I got back to Iowa, she died too. Of course, it was Mercy Sunday.
Las bienaventuranzas que el Señor, the Beatitudes, nos da en las Escrituras de hoy son la descripción del trabajo del cristiano. Son las características y las cualidades, las virtudes que deben marcar la vida de quien siga a Jesús. Y para cada uno de nosotros lo hacen el menos de un poco. Pero los santos son mucho más que aquellos que lo han logrado, a diferencia de nosotros, que todavía estamos obrando nuestra salvación con temor y temblor.
son los defensores, los intercesores de nosotros que permanecemos. Durante el resto de esta misa, pídale al Espíritu Santo que le inspire un patrón para el año, para este año que viene. Cuénteles todos sus problemas, pídales ayuda con sus pecados y pídales que oren por lo que más necesita. Y presta atención, a veces los santos aparecen cuando menos los esperas, pero cuando más no los necesitas. Eso es cierto tanto para los vivos como para los muertos. Y así es como los santos hacen más santos. The Beatitudes are a kind of job description of the Christian. They're those qualities and characteristics, the virtues proper to the Christian life. But they're more than that, because we who call ourselves Christian live in far more than imitation of Christ. We don't just imitate Christ in the way we might imitate a sports star or a rock star. It's even more than when we dress as the saints, though this is good. We're not simply acting like them. We don't just imitate him. We participate in him. The lives of the saints are the life of Jesus. These days, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, are a triduum of sorts, just like the Holy Triduum in Holy Week. We keep the memory of the Lord Jesus over 3 days, Holy Thursday, Holy Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. And so we keep the memory of all those who have lived and died in him over 3 days, with Halloween, which is at night, like Holy Thursday, and All Saints Day, which is very solemn and important, like Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, that is All Souls Day, which is focused on death, no doubt. But for us, the tomb, the grave, is always open. Think about that when you bury somebody. You go to the cemetery. When you get there, the tomb is open. You might leave it closed, but it always begins open. And it is an open and empty tomb in which we place our hope. And when you die, and you will, and when I die, because I will, the church will make three stops, three stations for us as well. The Vigilio, the wake, the night before, is on purpose to imitate Holy Thursday. And it's más informal. It's less formal on purpose, like Holy Thursday. And then the funeral mass itself is más formal. It's very solemn and intentional. And there we bring the loved one as close to the altar as we can so that the sacrifice of their life and the sacrifice of our life can come together in the sacrifice of Jesus on the altar. And then we go to the grave, an open grave, which, while closed for a while, will one day be open again. Saints are far more than those simply who have gone before. They're not just examples or exemplars. No, they are instead intercessors and defenders and protectors and patrons. So use the rest of this Mass to ask the Holy Spirit to inspire in you to pick a new patron for the year. I promise I'll even do the same. You can ask me in the sacristy after who I got. Talk to them about your problems. Share your worries and concerns. Go to them when you're struggling with sin. I promise there's nothing you can do they don't know about. They didn't struggle with themselves. Go to them in every necessity, and they will never fail you. And pay attention to this. The saints are not only signs of what we can be, they're a promise. They are not dead. They are more alive today than they were when walking the earth. And that's the promise for us. The certainty that we will live even in death. And the people next to you are how you get there. That's how saints make saints.